It's time for the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast.
All the songs we play are hits of yesterday. These are songs you know from the radio. Here's another blast from the past.
And welcome to the Golf Oldies But Goodies Show, otherwise known as the Insperity Invitational, here on SwampSwamiSports.com. Every once in a while, I'll tune into my Pandora music channel, which I've labeled as Beach Boys Radio. In addition to playing some of those great summer surfing songs back in the 1960s to help lift my mood, the station also provides nonstop music from some of my favorite artists' up-tempo songs, which reminds me of good years during my growing up period. This weekend, about 40 miles north of Houston, Texas, at the TPC of the Woodlands Golf Course, the Insperity Invitational was able to mix golf's favorite oldies together into one fantastic weekend of entertainment. The entire golf field was age 50 and older as part of the popular PGA Champions Tour event. Now, these guys are still exceptional golfers, as attested by Sunday's winning score of 18 under par. By one of the least known players in the field this weekend, Stephen Alker of New Zealand. Now, this is a 50-year-old, a young guy, who spent most of his career playing golf in Australia, Europe, and in the PGA Tour's developmental leagues. Alker took home his third win in 6 months since joining the PGA Champions Tour. He's on fire! Taking nothing away from the PGA Tour's weekend stop down in Mexico, the lineup this weekend of legendary golfers in the Woodlands who played in the weekend senior event near Houston was much more appealing to the casual golf fan. Let's compare the top finishers in both tournaments this weekend. At the PGA Tour Mexico Open, the winner was Jon Rahm. Okay, he's the world number two. But after that, Brandon Wu, Tony Finau, yeah, we've heard of him, Kurt Kitayama, Davis Riley, Aaron Wise, David Lipsky, and Alex Smalley. Now, over on the Champions Tour at the Insperity Championship in Houston, the winner was Stephen Alker. Okay, hadn't heard of him. Then second place, Steve Stricker, Brent Jobe, Alex Chayka, Retief Goosen, Ken Duke, David Toms, and Bernard Langer. And other former PGA stars in the Champions Tour field this weekend included Fred Couples, Patrick Harrington, Ernie Els, Mike Weir, Vijay Singh, Colin Montgomery, David Duval, John Daly, and Jim Furyk. It's literally golf heaven at this event in Houston. Last Friday, a friend of mine and I spent the entire first round walking the 18-hole golf layout, which is in magnificent condition, along with the threesome of Tom Byram, Chris DeMarco, and Joey Sindelar. Though these golfers are still quite capable of shooting an under-par round on any given day, they also realize that this Encore Golf League has become a very special place. The senior golf stars demonstrate a lot of camaraderie as you observe them warming up on the practice tee and over at the putting green. Since golf is a sport where your weekly paycheck depends on you beating your other opponents, the younger PGA Tour players tend to be a little bit stiff on the primary tour, understandably, as the golfers must score well enough week to week to retain their playing card for the next year. Though it's nice to see that these more mature competitors on the Champions Tour have become a little friendlier over the years, it quickly becomes evident that the golfers still have a very competitive fire burning too. And just like at the PGA Tour events, the senior professional golfer's weekly paycheck depends entirely on his tournament total score by Sunday afternoon. The quality of golf is every bit as good as the younger bucks on the PGA Tour, just without those 300-yard, ouch, my back hurts just watching that guy swing so hard tee shots. Watching the senior golfers hit a precision iron shot from the fairway to the proper level of the green and then have the nerves of steel on these fast greens is still very impressive. My friend and I spent a few holes pondering this thought. Why do some of these guys still do this at age 60 and older? In some cases, playing in tournament golf has become a weekly habit since they were back in high school and college. Though an easygoing professional such as, let's say, David Toms, who lives in Shreveport, Louisiana and played collegiately at LSU, could easily be offered a job of head professional at any exclusive country club, he'd also have to deal with the politics of that job on a daily basis. You know, teaching golf to the likes of Thurston Howell III and his wife Lovey might be a little bit challenging. Perhaps a senior professional golfer might enjoy coaching a college golf team with accomplished and a talented group of high school players. That too could probably entail more hours dealing with the team's administrative details, though, than providing golf instruction to a willing group of young college stars. My friend and I finally agreed that these golfers that we're watching play on the PGA Champions Tour are still going at it week to week because it's the one job where they feel the most comfortable. The Pro Golf Tour has become their happy place.
Happy, happy, joy, joy, joy.
These pro golfers obviously like the routine of preparing for and playing competitive golf at the highest level. As long as the quality of their own golf game remains high enough to retain their annual playing card, this smaller traveling tour of elite older professional golfers simply loves to compete against each other while they play some of America's finest golf courses. As a special treat, this Insperity Invitational also holds a special 3M Greats of Golf competition on Saturday afternoons. All of the men who participate in this 9-hole special event are all over age 65 and do not regularly compete against the younger senior golfers anymore. In addition to the feature group, which we'll discuss in a minute, down in Texas they had favorites such as Ben Crenshaw and Tom Kite participating. Now this tournament puts together four teams consisting of three men and one woman in a 9-hole scramble format. Now this year's feature group was called Team Majors, and it is for a reason. It consisted of Jack Nicklaus, Lee Trevino, Gary Player, and Annika Sorenstam. Jack and Lee are both 82 years young, while Gary Player is a very spry age 86. Annika Sorenstam is now 51 years old and still plays well enough, though, that she's planning to compete in this summer's U.S. Women's Open. For an older golfer like me, just hearing the player introductions on the first tee brings back a flood of fond memories. Lee Trevino, who's still just as quick with a quip as ever before, had the crowd laughing when he said, "You know, today's the first time in nearly 3 years where I've worn a pair of slacks." You got it, Lee. Seeing Annika Sorenstam, a 72-time winner on the LPGA Tour with 10 major championships of her own, on the same tee box joining three of golf's greatest men's players for the introductions on Saturday afternoon was really an incredible moment. The other LPGA players competing in the Saturday Greats of Golf event were Pat Bradley, who's now age 71, Julie Inkster, age 60, and Great Britain's Laura Davies, who's 58. Now, I'm old enough to remember seeing the two women with more LPGA wins than Annika has, though. Kathy Whitworth is now age 82 and won 88 times on the LPGA Tour. And the late Mickey Wright, who had 82 LPGA wins, also included 13 majors. They would have both been very proud to see how far women's golf has progressed in the last 50 years. The late Arnold Palmer was a regular at this annual Greats of Golf outing, joining Nicklaus, Player, and Trevino in years gone by, prior to his death in 2016 at the age of 87. Now, most of us guys are fortunate to live past the age of 80, so I make it a point to come to this event almost every year to see my generation's golf legends tee it up just one more time. Jack Nicklaus admitted that he hasn't played very much golf this year, and he appeared to be having some difficulty with his back on Saturday afternoon. So, who do you think rolled in the 12-foot birdie putt on the final hole to get his team to 7 under par and lift them to a one-shot victory? As Vern Lundquist might say, "Yes, sir!" It was Jack. This weekend in the Woodlands, Texas, professional golf's Oldies But Goodies show kept playing the hits for thousands of adoring golf fans and provided yet another entertaining show. I'm Swamp Swami. Come back and see us.